Any other name for evening?
Afternoon.
It's the same thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And say if you were leaving somebody's, say about 11 o'clock during the day, would you have anything you'd tell them?
I might say, I got to go home, come go with me, goodbye, uh-huh, or something like that.
Would you ever say good day?
Well, I have said good day.
When do you say good day?
When I'm leaving.
The morning or
dinner? Yeah, when I go to leave. Maybe it's right after dinner, just before dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Say good day, or good evening, or something like that.
And what about when you're leaving somebody's house after dark?
I know, generally, I'll just say, well, if I leave them, I'll generally say bye-bye, something like that.
Okay, did you ever say good
day?
Did you say good day after dark?
Or yeah, good night. Okay. That's the way I say it, good night.
Okay. And you might say, we had to get up and start work before
daylight.
Or before sun.
Sunday, before sunrise.
Okay. And you say, this morning I saw the sun.
Right.
And you say, at 6 o'clock the sun
went down.
Or the sun.
6 o'clock it rises. It goes down about 6 now.
Uh-huh. But say, at 6 o'clock this morning the sun.
Red.
And you say, when we got outside, the sun had already
up.
Or the sun had already
shining.
Did you say the sun had already
got out?
Did you say
red?
Huh?
Already red.
Okay. And you say if someone came here on Sunday, not the last Sunday, but the Sunday before that, you'd say he came here how long ago?
Last Sunday. Last Sunday come.
But not last Sunday, but the Sunday.
Sunday before that.
Uh-huh. Would you say he came here Sunday?
Before this one.
Okay. And if someone was going to leave on a Sunday, not next Sunday, but the Sunday beyond that, you'd say, you'd call that?
I don't know.
Would you say Sunday after next or Sunday week? Or
Sunday week, I think.
Okay. And you say today is Wednesday, so Thursday is
another day.
Yeah, you say yesterday, today, and
tomorrow.
Okay. And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody
what time it was.
Okay. And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say that it was
maybe 8:30.
Or half?
Half time, half.
How'd you say that? Half?
8:30 or half. Or 7:30, what do you call it?
Yeah, or instead of saying 7:30, you might say it was half. Half what, 7? Half?
Is it 8?
Yeah, would you say half past 7 or half
past 8? Half past 7 or half past 8, whichever it was.
Uh-huh. And if it was 15 minutes beyond that, you say it was a quarter?
Quarter to 8 or 7, whichever it was.
Mm-hmm. And if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite a
while.
And you might say 1972 was last year, 1973 is
this year.
And if a child's just had his third birthday, you'd say he's...
He went two, but when he said had 72, 73,
You say he's how old? You might
2 years old.
Okay. And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly...
The same.
Exactly how long ago?
Well, if it's 2 years.
Or if it's just 1 year, it's
just 1 year. Couldn't happen. It's in the second year.
Yeah, but say if something happened on this day last year, you say that it happened exactly
the same time.
How long ago? Exactly a
year? Or a week? Or what?
You say, yeah, I was talking about a year. You say it happened
a year ago.
Okay. And say you'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when the sun's shining and there aren't any clouds, you'd say that's a
sunshine, clear skies.
Okay. Or what kind of day? You say it's a
sunshiny day.
Okay. And on a day like today?
It's a cloudy day.
Okay. And any other expression? Gloomy or lowly?
Well, it could call it all kinds of days like today, gloomy or cloudy or
okay,
bad weather day.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.